Wednesday, yep, hump day. 50 degrees as you're getting the kids out the door to school, you getting to work. Let's check on what's happening. Danny's got your headlines.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. Blaming a lack of enough bands to make it successful, the Middletown Arts Center has canceled its first ever teen band fest that was scheduled for November 16th. Officials say they'll try again next year. Freehold, though, is holding its second annual contest that lets fifth graders in the community name a city snowplow. City officials say last year's contest was so successful, they ended up naming two snowplows because of the entries. Students must send in a letter explaining their snowplow name and advice for staying safe during a snowstorm. And airlines are now required to refund passengers automatically for canceled or significantly delayed flights. Under the Department of Transportation's new rules, airlines will be required to provide cash refunds promptly without customers needing to ask. Domestic flights delayed by 3 hours or more and international ones delayed by 6 hours or more qualify for a full refund. Stay tuned to the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Now here's Dan Zero with Shore Weather.
2 days of unseasonable near record warmth to close out October. Changes arrive Friday into Saturday. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds today. High temperature this afternoon reaching for 74 degrees, a full 10 degrees warmer than yesterday. Just a few clouds tonight and staying mild, low 57, and even warmer for tomorrow. Halloween mostly sunny, dry, high 77. Spotty showers Friday morning, still in the 70s, turning cooler into the weekend. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.